first weatherman as the master of ceremonies. Once Mayor Fred Hervey flipped the switch, thousands of multicolored lights that covered the tree, fountains, and nativity scene twinkled like the millions of stars that shone down that December night. The oohs and ahs and the children's squeal of delight echoed through the canyons created by the buildings surrounding the plaza, providing a hearty welcome to the Christmas season. More history next week on El Paso History Moments. I'm Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance.
This El Paso History Moment is brought to you by Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Go online to sargentinventoryservices.com.
New Year! Yeah. Oh, yes. Were you singing?
Yes, we were singing. And that's the original Christmas ceremony. I wish we hadn't
changed it. It was a bigger deal back in the day. I've seen some pictures. Yeah, you're on.
Yeah, I'm on.
It's a bigger deal back in the day. I mean, they did all kinds of stuff.
Oh,
they recreated Mount Crystal Ray in about a 30-foot-high thing and set it in the plaza.
Oh, did they really?
Yes, I've seen that picture. Cool. That's just different stuff.
And they used to do, I know we weren't here then, but we used to do the same thing in Long Beach, California, where I came from. You used to have the big Christmas displays in the store windows and such, and everybody would go down and look at those, because I've heard the stories about the popular and the...
Oh, El Paso was just humming,
gosh,
downtown.
Yeah.
Was just a sea of people.
And that's... I miss those days. I really do.
And we'd go down there and go in one door on a street and come out the other door in the same store, and I was all excited about that.
And the background music for that, we were laughing about this, is from the Christmas Story, because it's funny because I watched the trolley scene from the Christmas Story, and that reminds me of Long Beach, because we had the electric trolley like they have now. We used to see that same scene with the electric trolley going by as a kid. So it's like, my gosh, you know.
All right. You got your History Alliance on Facebook, right?
Yes, we do. Over 45,000 people. Look at that page. And, you've also got to remember, Barbara Givenbaney and her page was just Remember in El Paso When.
Jim Carlton is one of her administrators.
Yeah.
And they're looking for help.
Yes.
Go on the page and talk to them. They're going to message them if you want to get involved in that.
But see, again, it's all that alliance, a group of people that are trying to promote and keep the El Paso history alive.
It should be.
And Bernie's alive over there, so you can call him at 915-581-7920 if you'd like to keep it alive.
If we do this correctly, El Paso can sit here and act pretty and have fun by the profits they make on their history.
That's right.
If we do this correctly.
If we do it correctly,
let's see if we can do this correctly. We've got some guys in here this morning who know how to do some history. We'll find out. Bernie is still here. Welcome here, Mr. Bernie. But also, we're adding to the crowd here, Dr. Vladimir von Sudikoff, and he is the new director of the El Paso Museum of History. Good morning, sir.
Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Welcome here, dude. And you, I'm going to
different accent. Did you notice that different? It wasn't a Spanish accent.
It was a Northern El Paso accent.
El Paso.
Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Well, yeah, Vladimir,
Dr. Vladimir to you. But if you don't mind, explain how you got here from wherever you were.
Well, I spent the last 4 years in Minneapolis before coming here, where I was director of the Museum of Russian Art. And before that, I was in upstate New York, actually in Cooperstown, not at the Baseball Hall of Fame, as people very often may think, but rather at a collection of Russian rare print materials, archives, and three-dimensional objects, a museum, the foundation of Russian history.
I sense a theme here. It's called Russian.
You think?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. There might be something
kind
going
of trend,
on.
Uh-huh. I guess.
Yeah. Yes.
And so and what else have you done?
Well, actually, I moved to the U.S. in '88 from Germany, where I grew up, and my family actually ended up in Germany thanks to the Russian Revolution of 1917.
Wow, that's really Russian.
That was real Russia. Yes, it's a while back. My grandfather was a first fought in World War I, and then returned already to Revolutionary Moscow after being a POW for several years, and found everything, of course, in revolutionary turmoil, ended up joining the White Army and fought the Reds as a White Army officer. Of course, we all know how that ended.
Not well.
not well for the Whites.
Well, you realize what was going on in this valley at the same time was the Mexican Revolution just ahead of that and around that?
Very interesting.
Have you looked at any of that kind of history yet?
Well, a lot of this is still, of course, ahead of me, since I'm really a fresh transplant, and looking at the different subjects that we can tackle, of course, at the History Museum.
Well, what do you want to do? I mean, you've got a lot of Russian in your background. I presume you'd like to bring a Russian art exhibit into the History Museum, no?
Huh.
No. But I mean, what can you do? What do you want to do?
No, of course, that's all possible. If we look at the History Museum with the number of galleries that are at our disposal, there are so many opportunities to bring changing exhibitions constantly to make sure that the local history and regional history is illuminated on a regular basis with different topics, not just permanent installations. But in addition to that, of course, there's also an opportunity to bring the world to El Paso, which is just as important, of course, as focusing on local themes, and can also help us build momentum, build attendance, and grow this kind of attention that the History Museum really deserves.
So what do you think of the museum?
So far, it's really been an interesting endeavor to come up with, I would say, kind of a vibrant exhibition schedule for the next couple of years. And there has not been a shortage of willing partners, possible partnerships. I mean, we have some things on the books already for 2022, 2020 even, things that we plan to bring to El Paso. But, of course, also the entire next year is pretty much filled up with topics that we didn't even think about necessarily even a couple months ago. So I think there seems to be really great interest. In fact, Texas in general, but this region in particular, is home to so many different historical societies, associations, museums, historic houses. I mean, certainly history in this part of the world is something that people care very deeply about. So I think that that interest, that momentum can, of course, be used to get people to the door and enjoy the museum as really an important cultural center here in town.
Well, one of the things that we're always harping on here at the show is our kids really don't get a lot of our local history in the classroom because of the types of tests they're having to take, the way the school, the very limited time for them to learn local history. And one of the things we all know that is, if you know the history of your town, it builds a certain amount of pride. And that's one thing that El Paso is lacking in, is that pride, that self-pride. We have a tendency to be looking to other towns versus our own time, what the good we have here. Are you planning on looking at educational programs outside the museum? Will it be going to the schools programs? I know we've got Digi, that's one thing, but I mean programs beyond that.
Well, I think that we certainly need to look at how we can offer our programming in new and exciting ways, because we should never, at least in my experience, rely just on business as usual and how things have been done. In fact, if we look at younger generations, they process information entirely different from ways how we processed it when we were growing up, when we were going to school. But even things change so quickly nowadays that even when the Digi Wall was originally brought in, things have changed so many times since then. DigiWall, and especially the mini Digi that's being brought out to the community, to different centers, is a wonderful way to, of course, offer the digital materials that have been continuously uploaded and continue to be added. But in addition to that, obviously, there are ways that we can engage school children, that we can work with the school districts, and not only the school districts, but also with the colleges. Now, obviously, it hasn't been really that long yet for me to come up with great plans and a really informed opinion about how best to tackle that. However, there are already certain things in place. When we look at the colleges, we're now working with El Paso Community Colleges, a college with the film department actually there, to create some documentary shorts that will be created by the students, that we can incorporate to some of our programming also at the museum. We've already collaborated with them on one documentary that they showed just this past month. And I think that we will obviously also be looking at working with the schools and coming up with summer camps that we may have not done, not just arts and crafts. But I think that as soon as our potential partners realize that there is a willingness on our part to work with them, then we will probably also get more requests, because the most important thing, of course, is to provide the museum as a potential resource.
Right.
And the mission of any museum, the central mission of any museum, of course, is always educational, and that has to be front and center for us.
Of course, yes. I mean, that's, you need to have that out there, and it really hasn't been in the past, per se.
One thing you've got is the Wall of Giants. And you got one of the guys who helped build the giant wall sitting here named Bernie Sargent. Is that fair to say, Bernie?
I've been involved with it.
Well, yeah, but I mean, talk and tell us about what's coming up. Because what you got there now, and then what's going to come next? I mean, you're part of the team that figures this out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and Vladimir here is now the new guy, and he loves what you're doing.
Yes, he does.
Oh, of course. What are you doing? Tell us what you're doing.
You just love it, don't you?
Well, you just asked me a question. I answered it.
Yeah. Very specific. No, well, you got the Wall of Giants now is the
Federal Reserve.
The money people.
Yeah. That was fascinating. I learned a lot in that exercise. And that's the whole objective of having the Wall of Giants, is learning a lot about El Paso's history.
So you focus on one group, and they were instrumental in making us who we are.
Oh, big time, yes.
Yeah, because that particular crowd with the money, we wouldn't be very, very far along if they didn't show up.
And they're just too stingy.
I've run into a lot of people that have gone to see that exhibit and were just blown away that they were, said, I didn't think a bank would be that interesting. And they're like, wow, I walked away with a whole bunch of new information.
So, Vladimir, you got this in your museum now. Did you get your own bag of money yet?
Yes, in fact, I'm getting a bag of money for my son, who turns 25 today. I'm seeing him in a couple
of days.
Dude. He'll get a bag of money.
There you go.
He just has to put it all back together,
that's right?
Well, didn't somebody, we had those people in
here. Here's your inheritance.
And I think they mentioned that somebody tried to put it back together.
Well, one person successfully did do that.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Did they catch?
That was before when they had the old grinders. These new ones are just too small.
They grind them up sideways and upside down.
Yeah, they came in with the bill and said, I would like to cash this. And they're kind of like going, no.
But that's what's going on now. You do have bags of money down there.
Yes, that's right. There are plenty of riches, and you can actually walk away with some of them. And, of course, if you have been to the museum recently, then you know, of course, that we have the Fed exhibition, which is part of the Giants, of course, and the other three or four exhibitions that you may be familiar with. But a lot of things are, of course, also changing, and I think that within a few months, if you haven't been there, you may not necessarily recognize the gallery spaces from what you remember.
What's the next one after the money people, Wall of Giants?
Well, we are looking both at baseball and the chamber, both of them being, of course, extremely important because they have been around for so long and so influential. In fact,
the chamber?
They are both our neighbors.
Chamber of Commerce, yeah.
Really? Why don't we have them play baseball?
This would be very good.
Take care of the whole thing right there.
And so there's, you know, if I could interject real quickly, the baseball has been around since the 1800s.
Yeah.
And the chamber started just after 1900, so they're 100 plus years old. And one of the reasons why the board had selected the baseball history of El Paso is there's been so many different people that have come out of El Paso area that have influenced baseball across the country. Mm-hmm. And also the All-Star game for the Pacific Coast League will be in El Paso this coming summer. So to tie those together, we thought would be just a wonderful opportunity.
So you're all going to take a vote here at some point. We'll find out what you're going to do.
Next week.
Ah, there you go.
Oh, that Kurt Russell, the actor, he played here. His
on
dad
the Sun
was
Kings,
part,
I think.
Right, and his dad was part owner of that team.
All right, we got the director of the El Paso Museum of History, the new guy, Vladimir von Surikoff, old guy, Bernie Sargent. Still, you're not really the old guy. But
old guy.
He's my old guy. Be nice.
You're the experienced historian in the room.
Thank you.
Because we see you on TV on ABC7 now.
Yeah.
That makes you somebody.
There in the post office.
And the post office up on the wall. Okay, taking a break here to do trivia. Did we cover enough of this to actually ask people?
We covered.
Give it
one
a shot. See what.
Okay.
Should we take a question also?
No, we could do it. We can do it. We'll do it. Okay. For $20 in food, Pepe's in Cañotillo, that wonderful Mexican restaurant up there, or an El Paso Gold DVD, of which we have many pieces of. We have Let's see. We have ghost stories. We have
the smelter. I'm going to sell you the smelter.
You're always selling the smelter.
Ghost stories.
But there's other great things. I mean, you've got, you know, the mountains. You've got
Crystal Ray. I love
Tom
Crystal
Lee.
Ray.
I mean, you've got, yeah, Crystal Ray. All those are really great.
See, people wonder, what is Crystal Ray? Well, I'd get one of these and you'll find
out. You'll find all about it. Okay. The first question is, prior to Dr. Von Zirkoff coming to El Paso, what museum did he head up in Minneapolis, Minnesota?
There's question number
one. Okay, and then question number two, Wall of Giants' next exhibit in early 2019 may be, what'd I say?
You slurred it, Slarver.
Follow the hell. I've been drinking cough syrup all week.
There you go.
Okay, Wall of Giants' next exhibit may
be,
might be a sport. What would that sport be?
God, give me a break. Are you going to give away stuff on that?
I'm giving away stuff. I'm generous, okay? I'm a generous soul.
What's the special, Bernie Sargent? What's the special
it's
today?
It's
Roll Tacos.
To drive across town for.
And if you walk in and trill your R's, you get another taco.
That's right.
I don't think so. Try it.
You could try it.
Give it a shot. See what
Jackson says. You get a free taco on top of that.
And then Jackson gets to buy you one.
That's right.
And Peppy has to make another one.
What was the question again?
Okay, the questions were, prior to Dr. Von Zirkoff coming to El Paso, what museum did he head up in Minneapolis, Minnesota?
Uh-huh.
That's number one.
We know this.
And the Wall of Giants next exhibit in early 2019 is going to be about what sport, possibly?
Okay,
possibly.
Now, you get this stuff if you call us up, and you got to do that with a phone.
That's right. Call us at 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Yeah.
Attention, Medicare Fall Open Enrollment is now. Are you getting the most out of your Medicare plan? Are you sure? Many people with Medicare are eligible for plans that include extra benefits in addition to those found in original Medicare. Benefits like dental, vision, and prescription drug coverage. Call now 1-800-698-9983. Medicare Fall Open Enrollment is now. The consultation is free and there's no obligation to enroll. In addition to hospital and medical coverage at no extra cost, you can also get coverage for prescription drugs, dental, hearing, vision, and more. In many areas, plans with benefits are available with $0 copays for many services, $0 monthly premiums, or $0 deductibles. That's hospital, medical, prescription drug, dental coverage, and more included in one plan with premiums that may be as low as $0 a month. Call now. Don't miss this deadline. The consultation is free, and there's no obligation to enroll. Call 1-800-698-9983 to speak with a licensed insurance agent. That's 1-800-698-9983. Hours of operation Monday through Friday, 8 to 8 Eastern Time. Sponsored by eHealth.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-555-2085. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-555-2085. That's 800-555-2085. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-555-2085.
We pledge allegiance to our flag, but millions of illegal immigrants living in the United States and the hundreds of thousands more that flood across our border each year never made that pledge because of broken immigration laws. Now, conservative Congressman Kevin McCarthy is taking a stand.
Build the wall, enforce the law. What this is about is safe communities, our children, protecting them from fentanyl, protecting them from gang members. Our communities will not be safe if you can't secure your own borders.
Kevin McCarthy's Build the Wall and Enforce the Law Act fully funds President Trump's border wall, expands Kate's law to penalize criminal illegal immigrants, and cracks down on sanctuary cities. That's the tough conservative solution America needs. Visit timeforthewall.com and tell Congress to pass Kevin McCarthy's Build the Wall and Enforce the Law Act now. Paid for by State Tea Party Express.
The West Side's newest luxury apartments are now leasing at Las Mansiones, 1776 Cimarron Trails, near North Ressler Drive and Paseo del Norte, a mile from the new West Side Providence Hospital. Las Mansiones features three-story units with amazing views. To the east, the majestic Franklin Mountains, and to the west, El Paso's Upper Valley. You'll enjoy sunsets like you've never seen before from your own private balcony. Las Mansiones, 915-704-1776.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles, and by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Pohl.
Well, you know, I had a list all prepared of who's coming in here next week, and now I can't find it. But I will tell you it's going to be an interesting... Oh, you know who
it's going to be a really interesting
no,
show.
No, but you know who it is? It's Rosa Guerrero.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. We did talk
Miss
about
Rosa
that.
Miss Rosa coming in next week, and that's going to be a lot of fun because Rosa, we're going to do Rosa Remembers.
Rosa.
And Rosa knows quite a bit of stuff. Like I said in the first hour, she was actually born at the convention center, not in the convention center, but in the space that became, because her house was there.
It's now a convention. Underneath.
Oh, yeah, you should have seen that convention. You sold tickets. But, I mean, anyway, so that's what we got coming up here. And there's a lot of interesting people coming up here. On
that's
December
right.
the 1st, Gary Williams is coming in. And there's a guy who...
Oh, Gary, I'll miss him.
He knows so much history. He's been involved in reporting and creating and fixing and infrastructure to know history.
Yeah. And we'll be calling you from Galveston, Texas, because we're going to be down at... Dickens on the Strand.
Oh, you can go to the Bryan Museum also?
Yes, we're going to go to the Bryan
You've
Museum.
Got to do that.
We're going to be going to a couple other places down there. We're going to be, but we'll be fun. We're going to be interviewing some people down there just for grins on Dickens on the Strand, because it's what the Galveston Historical Association does to help promote their history down in Galveston when normally it's beach time down there. They do things all year round.
Well, go find out what they're doing
and
bring
fun.
Some beach back.
Yeah, we're going to go as Dickens-style clothing. I think
no,
it's kind
never
of
mind.
Amazing.
No, we got plenty of beach. Just bring the ocean.
Yeah, I would love to do that.
And what else you got? Get some interesting to say?
Yes, I also want to say Stuff the Truck. Today is the Stuff the Truck for Salvation
say
Army.
Say that carefully.
Yes, I know. The Salvation Army needs clothing and housewares and furniture that they're going to be having this drive going on today until 3 p.m., at Barnett Harley-Davidson over there off of I-10 between Loma Land and Lee Trevino. And they're giving away free turkeys and Whataburger food. And they've got raffles. They've got some great things going on. So get down there
How much is a turkey? I mean, they're giving away 300. Well,
turkeys, they vary anywhere from, you know, 12 to 25, 30 bucks, depending how big the turkey is.
Oh, so huge.
It's worthwhile. I mean, get down there. Let's see, the first 300 donors will get a free turkey. So
300.
Head on down. Plus, they're giving away Whataburger food, and they got some great raffles. But go down to Barnett to Harley.
That is a lot of turkeys, man. 300?
A lot of turkeys.
Oh, goodness. All right. So where are we going from here? Should we take another break, Sergio? Nobody called us. 544-5876. Cowards.
They got to stay after school.
And we're not going to call them names. But what they could do is ring us up and do the question of where did Doc go to school?
That's
where,
right.
No, where was he? Which museum before here? And then
what is the possible
Wall of
next?
Giants is going to do what?
What are they going to do next?
What potential?
What exhibit might be named after sport? Yes.
Okay, now we're also going to go to Pepe's today. People
That's
care
right.
about that. And we're going to go eat all your food if you
That's
don't
right.
answer
you don't,
these questions.
You don't call up 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Attention, Medicare fall open enrollment is now. Are you getting the most out of your Medicare plan? Are you sure? Many people with Medicare are eligible for plans that include extra benefits in addition to those found in original Medicare. Benefits like dental, vision, and prescription drug coverage. Call now 1-800-698-9983. Medicare fall open enrollment is now. The consultation is free and there's no obligation to enroll. In addition to hospital and medical coverage at no extra cost, you can also get coverage for prescription drugs, dental, hearing, vision, and more. In many areas, plans with benefits are available with $0 copays for many services, $0 monthly premiums, or $0 deductibles. That's hospital, medical, prescription drug, dental coverage, and more included in one plan with premiums that may be as low as $0 a month. Call now. Don't miss this deadline. The consultation is free, and there's no obligation to enroll. Call 1-800-698-9983 to speak with a licensed insurance agent. That's 1-800-698-9983. Hours of operation Monday through Friday, 8 to 8 Eastern Time. Sponsored by eHealth.
So what's on your Saturday to-do list?
Babe!
Hey, it's Luke Lowenfield, owner of the all-new Casa Kia on George Dieter. If you're at all like me and my wife, always something, right? And I bet somewhere on your to-dos is that oil change you've been meaning to get to. If I'm right, we'll know that we can do your full-service oil change today for just $29.95 for most cars. And it includes a full-service car wash and more. Our world-class service department can handle just about every one of your car to-do issues. State inspections, too.
Luke?
We're open now, or book your no-wait service appointment at CasaKia.com, and we'll see you here.
Luke. Honey.
Maybe. So what's on your Saturday to-do list?
Babe.
Hey, it's Luke Lowenfield, owner of the all-new Casa Kia on George Dieter. If you're at all like me and my wife, always something, right? And I bet somewhere on your to-dos is that oil change you've been meaning to get to. If I'm right, we'll know that we can do your full-service oil change today for just $29.95 for most cars. And it includes a full-service car wash and more. Our world-class service department can handle just about every one of your car to-do issues. State inspections, too.
Luke?
We're open now, or book your no-wait service appointment at CasaKia.com, and we'll see you here.
Luke, honey.
Maybe.
Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you've updated your home or business list of assets or property inventory? In the case of a loss by fire, theft, or natural disaster, the insurance company and police will ask for detailed descriptions and often require pictures as proof of ownership. If you can't remember, you can't recover. Contact Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Our process provides detailed documentation of what you own. There is no price tag on peace of mind. Call 915-581-7099.
Go to ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history and for podcasts of our weekly radio show and for a list of area stores that carry our DVDs like El Paso's Waco Tanks, Mexican Revolution Sites in El Paso, and Legends of El Paso's Mountains. 18 titles in all, plus links to dozens of TV stories about El Paso area history. Go to ephistory.com for a journey into El Paso's amazing history. ephistory.com.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. And by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, lady, this week only in El Paso, Inc.
The Abraham bankruptcy drama continues as El Paso businessman Paul Foster fights for the historic Crest Building.
Also in the ink, an El Paso company has landed a huge job, turning Montana into a six-lane expressway. They mean the highway, I think. Not the state.
Okay. No, not the state. Okay.
Moving on.
The B-section guide to all the holiday happenings, bringing cheer to the borderland.
Also, El Paso Inc. is El Paso's only locally owned business journal.
The El Paso Inc. is available for home or business delivery and online at elpasoinc.com.
Sunday on ABC 7 Extra, how cold and how snowy is this winter likely to be? Will this be an El Nino year? Doppler Dave Spielman will answer those questions and others this Sunday night when he hosts ABC 7 Extra.
Get your winter weather preview from Doppler Dave Sunday nights at 10:35 p.m. on ABC 7.
That's where they are. And we like ABC 7 because apparently they like us. It's okay.
And we like Doppler, Dave, the farmer.
Bernie, TV history guy, is sitting right here. And that was actually kind of fun doing some of those. You know,
yeah, speaking of, you know, we mentioned earlier, if they had any ideas on history subjects for us to do,
yeah,
give us a call. But also, if you really like the program, give the TV station a call.
Yeah, ring up Channel 7 and say, hey, I need more Bernie. Crank up the Bernie.
Well, I don't know about the more Bernie, but...
Well, more history. Okay, how about more history?
Yeah.
And so that would be a good thing. And also, to get the local stations into history is probably a good idea, because that's how we're getting to people.
Well, you know, Melissa and I have had the opportunity on a couple of occasions to do some little things. We did little snippets for one of the other networks talking about strange occurrences, and they really liked it, you know, but it never continued.
Yeah.
We can probably figure something out on this, because the history of El Paso is something I think all of us get a kick out of. And those of us who know something about it should share it.
Well, yeah. And we've also we've done things we've had things where you've been on the Hero Channel, some History Channel stuff, and things like this where
BYU.
BYU Channel. I mean, it sounds crazy, but there has been there is a lot of interest in El Paso history, you know, and just getting it out there. And this is like I said, one way to do it.
We did get on some national TV shows. You and I did. That was the
Oh, got the Staudenmeier thing.
The
yeah.
Staudenmeier. When yeah. That was the Hero Channel.
That was Hero Channel, yeah.
Yeah, and it's interesting to see that happen. But the idea of El Paso history, if they knew what they were doing at the History Channel, they'd open up a permanent office here.
Oh, yeah.
Just to feed history straight from El Paso into their TV show.
And it's not just everybody always thinks the gunfighting is such, but I mean, the history here is amazing. To go to the dinosaurs. I mean, if you want to go that dinosaurs to the Mexican Revolution.
Did you know we had dinosaur tracks here? We're talking to Dr. Von Surikoff, first name Vladimir. Did you know there's dinosaur tracks around here?
I haven't seen them yet. I'll have to track them down.
Track them down. There you go. Well, no, they're probably under Kern Place as well, but the way they showed up now is over just across the river in the foothills of Mount Cristo Rey.
Mm-hmm.
Mount Cristo Rey was a flat area at one point. This thing popped up, became a mountain, and as it popped up, the dinosaur tracks ended up on the walls. But people couldn't figure out what they were for the longest darn time because the whole ground lifted up. These tracks are vertical.
Yeah, and they're reversed. So you're looking at the bottom of the dinosaur's foot versus the impression from the top, which is very unusual.
It's all weird, but it's over there, and that's 100 million years ago.
Beautiful,
indeed. So, Doctor, what we got you here? You're the new museum director of history in El Paso. What are you going to do?
Well, there's a number of I think really exciting projects that we're looking at coming up imminently. We're looking at opening two new exhibitions on February 2nd. We're looking at opening another one on March 23rd. And these are all kind of very recent developments. For example, March 23rd, we're working on an exhibition together with some colleagues from NMSU. This is an exhibition on social justice and inequalities in the borderlands. So really interesting and of course important subject to look at. The other exhibition we are working on with our colleagues from both the archaeology and the art museums, which will be opening on February 2nd, an exhibition on Casas Grandes pottery.
Oh boy!
So
you're putting that in the museum downtown.
Absolutely.
Ah, okay.
The archaeology museum has really such a rich collection, and as all museums. Only a fraction of what is in your collection and storage actually is on display at any given time. And, of course, with the Archaeology Museum and really the vast collection that they have, it's quite possible that a lot of these items really have not been displayed in the past.
Right.
So we figured that with a kind of prime location in the Arts District that it would make perfect sense to collaborate with the Archaeology Museum to bring that actually into the History Museum. And at the same time, also, we are collaborating with the Art Museum, which has also some items of interest for that exhibition. And it will be curated by Jeff Romney, the director of the Archaeology Museum, and, of course, also in collaboration with his curator, George Malouf. We're looking very much forward to opening that because I think for us this is very exciting, and I think that it fits perfectly. Plus, of course, long-term, all of you are probably familiar with the Neighborhoods exhibition, which originally was conceptualized as something that should be changing on a regular basis to focus on all of the different neighborhoods here in El Paso. But for various reasons, we never moved past the first stage, and it has been kind of pretty much dormant for several years now. And we're looking to really re-envision that exhibition also in a different space on one hand, but also with attention to all of the neighborhoods that we haven't gotten to yet so that we can really move that forward. In addition to that, on February 2nd, we will be welcoming a kind of surprise exhibition, as I said, bringing the world to El Paso as well. And we'll have an announcement on that within the month. But that exhibition will come to us from Athens, Georgia, from the Georgia Art Museum there at the university. So that's very exciting. So there'll be two exhibitions opening up on February 2nd. And we are re-envisioning our permanent history exhibition there, Changing Paths, which will be actually moving down onto the main floor so that all of the visitors that are coming through the door will immediately be inside the main history exhibition that the museum offers so that they don't miss that. So we're looking forward to a lot of activity there.
So is it an art exhibit that's coming from Athens?
Well, it's both art and history. It's an intersection, I would put it this way. A lot of historical objects.
I would be just kind of concerned that it being art, that would be my biggest concern, because we do have wonderful art museums already.
Yes, no, it's not paintings. Let's put it this way.
Well, also, you're going to have when you finally figure out who's going to be in it, you're going to have the Wall of Giants coming up somewhere in that same time frame, right?
Wall of Giants, we're looking at really a time frame, on one hand, late spring, so late April, maybe early May.
Okay.
Another exhibition that focuses, of course, on local history that fits within the Giants theme would also be in September. But in addition to that, we are, of course, next year also commemorating the 50th anniversary of the El Paso Community College. And the Museum of History will also host an exhibition in collaboration with EPCC during that time, actually from April through the end of August, I think. So that's also something that we're very much looking forward to.
So as you showed up here as the new kid, and you didn't really probably study much El Paso history until you got here or knew you were coming here, what have you learned about El Paso that amazes you?
Well, I think the most amazing thing is really the intersection of cultures and people. I
mean, a lot happened here, didn't it?
El Paso is really one of the most historic places in the U.S. And the integration of people with different backgrounds, different cultures, ethnicities, languages, it's very natural here in this region. But the rest of the U.S., most of the U.S. is struggling with how really to come to a point where you have different ethnicities, people with different backgrounds, really coexisting in the same space within cities. And, I mean, we know even from national politics how difficult that is. And it's constantly in the headlines. And what I found most fascinating here is how natural it really happens here, and how none of this actually seems to be an issue on a day-to-day basis. People have been coexisting here. The border is much more artificial than anything else. People are crossing the border on a daily basis, living on one side of the border, working on the other side of the border, families that are in both cities. So I find that to be actually quite interesting. I mean, my own background, obviously, having grown up in Germany, is very multicultural, and seeing that represented so naturally here is something that I found quite fascinating.
You ever done much with the Mexican Revolution? You ever thought about it, looked into it, read anything about it?
Well, as a kid growing up in Germany, obviously all of U.S. history was quite of great interest to us. But I have to say that my first trip to Texas was actually when I came down to look at the museum in, I think it was in May of this year. So I really did not know much in terms of what to expect actually coming here.
No, I mean, things like the Mexican Revolution was planned in the downtown El Paso office buildings. You can walk around and identify at least two or three of them where Pancho Villa and the generals would meet. They would buy stuff in El Paso. They would, you know, get it across the river and have a war, have a battle. What do you think of that?
Well, it's certainly something that's very rich in topics that we can look at. And so many people here locally actually not only have great research and knowledge about that period, but have also very personal connections.
Half of them are related to Pancho Villa.
And the other half?
They're related to somebody else.
Francisco Madero.
Yeah. Madero.
No, Madero, I mean, or Zapata. But, yeah.
I mean, that's just one thing. If you had a DNA test kit, I've talked about this before, and you were able to identify a piece of Pancho Villa, you could probably sell it to thousands of people in this valley to see if they're really one of Pancho's relatives. Because he had a lot of action as a father, apparently.
Yes.
Is that a way to put it?
He procreated.
He procreated. Well, Bernie, what are your thoughts here? I mean, you see this new guy coming in. What do you want him to do?
Well, keep doing what he's doing.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah, and one of the things I have to mention, too, being on the foundation, is we're always looking for contributors
to help us to do more for the Museum of History.
This is the History Foundation.
Yes.
It helps run. What do you guys do?
What do we do?
Yeah.
We meet and eat.
And then?
What we do is we raise funds for exhibits for the Museum of History.
Oh, okay.
And it's a 501c3 organization under the umbrella of the Community Foundation. And it's a great organization, and we're tooling up to really do some great things to help Vladimir and his efforts to reach out and share this great history we have in El Paso.
Should we talk to him about the History on TV thing, a History TV thing?
Well, sure.
Yeah, I mean, we got that going on here
now. Talk to the Foundation this week.
ABC7. And if that's of interest, we'd get involved. Anybody who wants to play on that.
Yeah.
There's so many topics in this town.
Well, see, he'd be fascinated to learn more about the German influence on Mexico during the Revolution and World War One.
I got news for you. Germans have been in this valley for a long damn time.
Oh my God. We need to have...
look at...
Oh, what's his name back
Felix.
Felix, yes.
Felix von Schmuckemacher.
I know.
Whatever. I mean, the
poor
guy...
gentleman. We have more trouble with his name.
Well, but the guy wrote books on the spies. And what he did was he went digging up archives that nobody had ever looked into, and he found a whole series of connections between the guy who was supposed to be the ambassador and the German government. This guy was supposed to be an ambassador. He was the spy.
Yeah.
He was the spy.
How he was affecting... The Germans were infecting in the... Mexican Revolution to try to keep the United States out of World War One.
And then there's the guy, there was a German agent that went to Pancho Villa's hotel room, and the hotel is no longer there. It's a Burger King parking lot, right, Bernie?
Yeah.
And Pancho had this guy up on the second floor. He threw him down the stairs to get rid of him because the guy was trying to get Pancho to help turn against Americans, and at that moment, Pancho was still a friend, apparently.
Yeah, it was.
Because he was living in that hotel that doesn't exist anymore. What was the name of the Roma? What was that?
I don't remember the
name. I think it was the Roma. But anyway, so there's all that
kind of... Burger King Hotel.
A Burger King parking lot could tell you an entire history. That Burger King parking lot has an historic marker.
Yeah.
Because of this. So, I mean, that's what you find in El Paso.
Yeah.
So I'd be curious to see after about another year you're looking around doing stuff. Come back and tell us what you found out that it just amazes you. Because I think there's got to be some here. Because all of us in El Paso, we grow up, we don't know what was here.
You want to give him one?
Yes, indeed. Award this man a DVD, if you don't mind. That's called El Paso's Historic Sites and Markers. Now, this is something we did 11, 12 years ago.
Yeah.
Historical Commission, Bernie and I cooked this up. And what it is all these sites all over town. There's like 250? Explain that DVD.
Yeah, what we did is, you know, we have forever had lists of the different markers around the county. And part of what the commission did was to inventory that list, identify it by geographical location using GPS coordinates, and then went around and filmed some of those and talked about the history of some of those, and then provide a list in here of all of those sites under the auspices that we're trying to encourage the kids of all ages to go out there, take their parents out to a site, and learn about the history, to create an esprit de corps for the community. And that was the genesis of this whole thing, is to do.
And I wonder how many counties in the United States of America have this much history.
Well, the interesting thing is we did this. Now the rest of the counties in Texas are starting to do it.
Well, yeah, we showed them the way. We said, I got to thinking, well, GPS, I mean, everybody knows what a satellite marker number is.
Yeah.
And why don't we just put those in a book and, well, let's go out and film some of these. And so, anyway, that's what that is. It's a bit of an old video.
Thank you very much. I look forward to seeing that.
I think you'll get a kick out of that because you'll learn some stuff you didn't think you needed to learn.
We're going to add more letters to your name after. This is homeschooling here.
Why? That's what we do here on this radio show. I mean, I showed up at this radio show having zero idea what happened in my own hometown. And I started learning sitting here.
Yeah,
and it started with the Gunfighters with Liam. But I mean, we branched out to everything now.
Well, it is so funny because we all get the same thing. You left town for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
And Bernie and I are both not from El Paso. I'm from California. He's from Erie, Pennsylvania. And everybody's like going, you people know more about El Paso than we do. Yeah.
Because we looked into it.
Yeah,
because
we enjoyed it.
And they don't teach you that in the schools here. So, you know, buckle up for History 101. And it, like Bernie said, if you're interested in what we're doing on ABC 7, call the station.
Let them know.
And tell them what you're finding out, because I think that'll be
a
bigger hit than just talking to us. Because we like what we did. We think we did okay. Who knows?
You did a good job.
We need to take a break here and come back. Call us up if you think you want to.
call us at 915-544-5876 or call us at 915-544-KTSM.
That's the same number.
Sponsoring a child with compassion is the most effective way to end extreme child poverty. Release a child from poverty when you become a Compassion sponsor. Choose your child now at compassion.com/radio. Do your part to release a child from poverty today.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k, IRA, or investment account? Then I have one word of advice. Stop. Many experts warn of a stock market crash any day now. And if it's anything like the last two crashes, you could lose 50% or more of your hard-earned savings in the Wall Street casino. Can you afford to lose half of your retirement savings again? Hey, you don't have to lose a penny, because there's a better, safer way to save for retirement. And you can learn all about it in a free report. This is the report Wall Street and big banks desperately hope you never see. Why? Because this method continues to grow your money even when the market tumbles. It lets you take back control of your money and finances, and it gives you penalty-free access to your savings. Plus, it beats the pants off any 401k or IRA. These are uncertain times, so get the information you need today to guarantee your retirement security. To get this free report, go to bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. bankonyourself.com.
Curious about investing in cannabis? Learn more about how to invest in the booming cannabis industry. Go watch the High Times Investor webinar at hightimesinvestor.com. That's hightimesinvestor.com.
High Times Holding Corp's offering will be made only by means of an offering circular, which has been filed with and qualified by the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. These securities are highly speculative. Investing in shares of common stock of High Times Holding Corp involves significant risks. The investment is suitable only for persons who can afford to lose their entire investment. Furthermore, investors must understand that such investment could be illiquid for an indefinite period of time. No public market currently exists for the securities, and if a public market develops following the offering, it may not continue. To obtain a copy of the offering circular, which contains information about High Times Holding Corp, the offering, and other related topics, including the risks of the investment, please visit hightimesinvestor.com. That's HighTimesInvestor.com. iHeartMedia and its affiliates are investors in High Times Holding Corp, but are not associated with this offering. iHeartMedia and its affiliates are not responsible for the information contained in this message, the information included at HighTimesInvestor.com, or the information filed with the Securities and Exchange Commission.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles, and by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, I got Bernie here, and also we've got the new director of the El Paso Museum of History, Dr. How do you say it, Vladimir von Surikoff? That's pretty good, though, for a kid like from me from El Paso, huh?
That's perfect.
Vladimir von Surikoff.
He's done worse. So.
Well, yes, I have.
But we know that.
We got Carlos on hold here. Stay there for a second, Carlos. I found my list of who's coming in here. Next week is Rosa, Gary Williams on December 1st. December the 8th, Martha Vera, honorary consul to Spain, talks about El Paso and Juarez when we were Spain. Did you know you were Spain once?
I found out I'm half Spanish, so go.
Really? You were Spain when Spain was cool.
Yes, I came with Cortez. I was looking for the silver.
No kidding.
Well, yes.
He got in trouble. December 15th, Margaret Trost will be in here. Margaret Trost Smith. I just call her Margaret Trost Smith.
We're going to toast to Trost.
Is that not going to work for her?
No, that'll work. That's fine.
All right, Margaret Trost Smith will be here. And talking Trost stuff. Also, she's going to bring Melissa Otis Grossman, founder, executive director of the Trost Society. All right. Do you have something to read, or should we talk to Carl?
Well, wait. No, I just remind everybody, come out for the parade, the Christmas.
Tomorrow.
The festival light parades tomorrow night. At the lights go on at the San Ysidro Plaza at 5:45 p.m. And, of course, nothing says holidays like smoke and fire, which Six Guns of Chitty Ladies will be providing.
Right. And also today, don't forget to stuff your beak at the truck. No, that's not
Oh, that's right.
Stuff the truck.
Stuff the truck.
Stuff
yes.
your beak is a thing from the up there on Castellano.
At Barnett Harley-Davidson for the Salvation Army. Bring out some donations for him. So.
There we go. All right, talk to Carlos. Carlos, what's up with you?
Hey. ¿Qué tal, Carlos?
Good morning, Carlos.
What's up?
Uh-huh.
Yep.
What was the name of it?
Wow. Oh, you found this at the hotel? Oh, you. And the name of the hotel was what? Okay. I think it was the Roma. I'm not totally sure. But anyway, that's the point is El Paso has that kind of history. Everywhere you go, parking lots have history. It's amazing here.
Oh, no.
Oh, you missed them, huh? Oh, that's too bad. Well, good for you, Carlos. Well, I'm going to have to cut you off. Carlos, I'm sorry. We're out of time on this hour. Call us earlier next time here. We've got to get out of here now. Thank you very much for your call.
Carlos has always got some great history.
And Vladimir von Sirikoff is the director of the El Paso Museum of History, and that is a happening thing down there. And tomorrow you're going to be a busy guy.
Of course, Winterfest.
That's
celebration.
Right.
All going on there.
So working late tomorrow night.
Bernie, thanks for coming in as always. We'll see you on El Paso History TV on ABC 7.
Got it.
Thursday night, Thanksgiving night, 6 p.m. and 10 p.m. Melissa, next week on Saturday, Rosa.
That's right. That's
everybody
right.
Everybody else, have a happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Bye.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Bye.
Gobble, gobble.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. We hope you'll join us again next Saturday morning, 10 to noon, and be sure to tell a friend about us. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archive podcasts of this radio show, and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage, ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments, 915-704-1776. Thank you for joining us from the studios of News Radio 690 KTSM AM, El Paso.